朋友们，我们一起来读主的话，圣经。我们先读希伯来书九章二十七节。
Brothers and sisters, friends, let's first read the Bible, the Word of God, that's in the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse
九章二十七节。
Hebrews 9:27.
按着定命，人人都有一死。死后且有审判。
And as it is appointed for man to die once, but after this the judgment.
罗马书六章二十三节。
Romans 6:23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章。
Second Thessalonians chapter 1.
七到八节。
Verses 7-8.
那时主耶稣同他有能力的天使从天上在火焰中显现，要报应那不认识神和那不听从我主耶稣基督福音的人，他们要受刑罚，就是永远沉沦。
2 Thessalonians 1 verse 7, And to give you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus is revealed from heaven with his mighty angels, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those who do not know God.And on those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, these shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power.
约翰福音三章十六节到十八节。
Book of John, chapter 3:16-18.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
十七节，因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
Verse 17, For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved.
好，十八节。
Verse 18,
信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。
He who believes in him is not condemned.But he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
我们求主用他的圣灵把刚才我们所读的话能够点活在我们里头。
We ask the Lord that through the Holy Spirit, he will quicken all the words we just read.
跟借着圣灵让我们初次听到这些话的朋友们心中被这些话所点亮。
And also to all those friends who are the first time to hear about all these words, the Holy Spirit will quicken your heart.
让我们有光能够明白神为着世人所预备的这个宝贝的救恩。
So that we will have the light to see, to know that thisprecious salvation that God has prepared for the whole world.
今天我们的题目呢是讲到神的审判。
Today our title is the judgment of God.
我们重点是讲到神最后的一次的审判。
Our focus is on the very last judgment of God.
那么我想开始呢我们可能大概分三个方面的交通。
So at the very beginning, I would like to share with you this message from three perspectives.
第一个方面呢，我想我们先今天要看看我们人类的光景。
First perspective, let's consider our mankind's conditions today.
就是今天的人活在什么样的光景里头。
That is today's man, in what condition is he living?
今天的人类活在 罪中。
Today's man simply lives in sin.
所以必要受到神公义的审判。
Therefore, he has to be punished by God's righteous judgment.
那第二点我们要提到神为人预备的救恩。
Second is that we want to mention this salvation that God has prepared for man.
我们刚才读到的约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人。
The gospel according to John, which we just read, for God so loved the world,
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，
that he gave his only begotten son,
叫一切信他的，
that whoever believes in him,
不至灭亡，反得永生，
shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
好，最后呢，我们要讲到神的审判。
Now lastly, we will mention this judgment of God.
神在我们身上，在他所造的这个世界，他所造的人类身上有目的的。
God has a purpose for all the created beings, the people.
神有他永远的目的。
Because God has his eternal goal.
整本圣经把神的这个旨意、目的都启示在里头。
And the whole Bible has revealed of this God's eternal purpose to us.
所以神的圣经里头也启示我们看见他最后要做的什么。
So in the Bible, likewise, God also reveals this to us what he's going to do in the very end.
为什么要有最后的审判。
And why is that he will have this last judgment?
好，我们说，我们先问三个问题。
Here I would like to first ask three questions.
第一个问题，
First,
我们每一位都要思考。
And this is a question that every one of us needs to consider.
我们人从哪里来？
That is, where does man come from?
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is such a solemn question.
那你说，我从母腹出来。
Well, you would say that I was born from my mother's womb.
你再好好思想。
Then,ponder it more clearly.
照着神的话，
according to God's word,
我们是照着他的形象被造。
We are created in the image of God.
这是第一个我们需要思想的。
So this is the first question that we would like to muse upon.
第二个问题，
the second question,
最严肃的一个问题，
and this is the most serious question.
就是我们生在世上为什么？
And that is why you are born into this world.
我或者说我今生今世活在这里做什么？
Or to say that, what's the purpose for me to live in this world?
就是我们常说的人活着的意义在哪里？
That's what we often talk about. What's the very meaning of your living?
好，第三个。
The third question.
第三个是最最严肃的问题。
This is the utmost solemn question.
就是人死了以后去哪里？
That is, where do you go after you die?
这是关乎永生永死的问题。
This very question concerns your everlasting life or everlasting death.
所以我说它是最最严肃的问题。
That's why I say this is the most grave question we ever pose.
在座每一位都要很严肃的思想的问题。
So every single one sitting here needs to consider this question very seriously.
一百年以后，这个屋子里面大概还剩下，可能剩下几个人？
After 100 years, how many do you suppose that would be sitting here in this building?
我们前面几个初中女生可能还在。
Maybe some of the middle school girls might still be here.
他们或许拄着拐杖都112、113岁了。
Maybe they are 112, 113 years old, walking on with a crutch.
100年并不长。
100 years is not that long.
你我来美国都是20-30年了，眨个眼就过去了。
You and I came to the States probably in our 20s or 30s, but in a blink of eye that the years passed.
人生的这一段是很宝贝。
This period of your life is very precious.
是我你我在这个活着的期间，我们要认识这位创造我们的神。
So during your lifespan, because it's so precious that you need to know this very creator of yours and mine.
那么百年之后去哪里？
But after 100 years, where would you go?
你我一定要好好的思想。
So you and I have to consider this thoroughly.
百年之后
我是永远的存人。
After 100 years, do I die eternally?
还是得着神儿子永远的生命？
Or do I receive the very life of the Son of God?
这个取决于今天你我的选择。
It all depends on your and my choice today.
我们知道每一天都有成百上千的人死亡。
We know every day thousands upon thousands of people pass away.
在座没有一个人可以保证他的心脏明天早晨还在跳动。
And everyone who's sitting here can never guarantee his or her heart will still be beating tomorrow.
或者说你不知道下一个钟头你心脏还不还有没有在跳动。
Or we could say that you simply don't know if your heart beats the next hour.
有人说人生好像乘上了一列火车。
Some people say that our life is just like a person riding on the train.
什么时候到站呢？
When will your train reach the destination?
每个人都有到站的时候。
Everyone has the very specific moment that he reaches the destination.
到站下车。
And once you reach the destination, you get off the train.
有人提前到站。
And some people would probably reach that destination much earlier.
中国话说，黄泉路上无老幼。
So that's Chinese say that in the very path to the grave, it has no young, no old.
生命气息不在你我掌控。
So your life, your being are not controlled by us.
你我的动作、存留、呼吸都在乎这位创造我们的神。
Your move, your action, and your very being depends upon this very creator who creates you.
但是我们中国人常常说人死如灯灭，对不对？
But don't we Chinese often say that after a person dies, it's just like the lamp goes out.
如果人死如灯灭的话，
If that is true,
我想我们今天在这里聚集就没有意义。
Then there is not much meaning for us to be gathered here today.
如果人死如灯灭的话，
If a person dies just like a lamp that goes out,
你我应该去享受今天到海边去。
Now, shouldn't you and I go to the shore enjoying the daylight now?
及时行乐。
You should enjoy yourself as long as the opportunity provides.
我们中国人也说盖棺定论。
And we Chinese also have this saying that a person's judgment comes after the very cover of his casket is covered.
就是说人的是非功过。
That's to say, this person's wrongs, merits, whether he's doing right or bad,
只有到他的生命完结以后才能够做出一个决论。
On this final evaluation of this person, the life comes when this person finally dies.
如果盖棺能够认定的话，
If the saying is true that your life is only being judged after you die.
那么永远的这个审判还需不需要呢？
Then do we still need this eternal judgment?
不，今天很多人已经盖棺了。
No, today so many people have passed away.
但是还没有定论。
But the judgment has not been passed down yet.
因为还有一个最后的审判。
Because there is still this final judgment.
公义的神要审判每一位。
Because this righteous God will judge every single one.
人为什么会受审判呢？
Then why the man has to be judged?
我们好不好看一下罗马书？
So let's now read Romans.
第一章。
Chapter 1.
罗马书第一章，我们从十八节。
We will start from verse 18.
十九节，十八节，对。
Verse 18.
我们读到，先读到二十五节哈，我来读。
Verses 18 to verse 25.
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
神的事情人所能知道的也显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。
Because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them.
二十节，自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。
Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当着神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的心思变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
Because although they knew God, they did not glorify Him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Professing to be wise, they became fools.
将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽、昆虫的样式。
And change the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
所以神任凭他们趁着心里的情欲行污秽的事，以致彼此玷污自己的身体。
Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves.
他们将神的真实变为虚幻，去敬拜侍奉受造之物。
Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator.
不敬奉那造物的主，主乃是可称颂的，直到永永远远。阿们。
Who is blessed forever. Amen.
我想我们再把二十六节后面也读一下。
Maybe we should consider verse 26 too.
这里说到人的不义的行为。
Here it speaks of all the unrighteous acts of man.
二十六节，因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲，他们的女人把顺性的用处变为逆性的用处。
For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged their natural use for what is against nature.
男人也是如此，去了，男人也是如此，去了羞，可羞耻的事，就在自己身上受着妄为当得的报应。
Likewise, also the man, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust for one another, man with man committing what is shameful, and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error which was due.
二十八节，他们既然故意不认识神，神就任凭他们存血壁的心，行那些不合理的事。
Verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting.
二十九节，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、增进、诡诈、毒恨，又是残毁的、背后说人的、厌恨神的、侮慢人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造恶事的、违背父母的。
Verses 29 and 30, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness, they are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, investors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning,untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful.
无知的、被约的、无亲情的、不怜悯人的。
Which I just read.
三十二节，他们虽知道神判定行这样的事的人是当死的，
然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。
Verse 32, who knowing the righteous judgment of God that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
所以刚才我读的这段话，
The whole passage that I just read,
在大约是在主后五十几年写下来的，使徒保罗。
Was written by Apostle Paul, in approximately 50 some years A.D.
Yeah, 就是公元，对，公元五十几年以后写下来的。
It's written in 50 plus some years after in A.D.
大约是在我们中国的东汉年代年间。
It's approximately the same time period of Chinese history in 东汉 era,
所以你们记得最清楚的话就是汉武帝那个时代。
The very famous Chinese emperor, 汉武帝。
如果刚才我们读这些话放在纽约时报上面。
But if you just place the whole passage in the New York Times,
你觉得是今天是这个社会的写照吗？
Do you feel that this is exactly the snapshot of today's society?
或者说今天的人比这上面写的好一些吗？
Or do you think today's man is behaving better than those in the passage?
如果这些话摆在人民日报上面，
How about if you place the same passage in the Chinese people's newspaper?
你觉得他是今天中国人民的写照吗？
Do you think this is exactly the snapshot of Chinese today?
或者说他们比这个好一些呢？
Or would you say that they're better than Chinese?
或者你可以把它摆在中央日报上面哈。
Or if you place the same passage in Taiwan's central newspaper.
那么你也可以对照一下，今天宝岛的人民是不是比这个好一点？
And then you just put the people in the island Taiwan next to this passage. Do you think the people in Taiwanese are faring better?
神在他的圣经所启示的圣经里头把人类的光景写下来。
So here God in his revealed word in the Bible actually has given us a clear portray of man's real conditions.
从古到今看清楚我们的本相。
From the very past until today, this is our true condition.
没有变好。
Man has never become better.
只有更坏，对不对？
Only has become worse.
为什么有审判？
And so why is there is a judgment?
因为神在这里说，任凭他们。
Because God says it here,Give them up.
因为神已经给人预备了福音。
Since God has prepared the salvation for man,
但是人拒绝。
However, man refused it.
我们刚才读到，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他。
As we just heard God's word, although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful.
常常听到人说我们是无神论者。
Often people would say that, we are atheists.
其实人的心深处我们多次说里头都知道有神。
But in the very depth of our heart, we all know there is God.
中国古话就说举头三尺有神明。
In our Chinese old saying that, it says that, look up and 3 feet above your head, there is this God.
西方人也说人在做天在看。
And Westerners have the same similar saying that although people are doing things that it is God who is beholding.
人知道有神。
We all know there is God.
神一说自从造天地以来神的永能和神性是明明可知的借着虽是眼不能见借着所造之物是可以晓得的。
Because God says it here, since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that men are without excuse.
人是故意不看见。
So man on purpose would not see him.
我们刚才读的三十二节也说，他们虽知道神判定行这样事的人当时的，是当时的。
And also in verse 32, those people know the righteous judgment of God, and they do know that those who practice such things are deserving of death.
但是人仍然背逆神。
However, man continues to rebel God.
我们刚才读的十八节这里说，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
So, as verse 18 says, the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man.
什么是不虔不义呢？
So what is ungodliness and what is unrighteousness?
我想用我们中国话普通的话来说，就是无法无天。
In our Chinese saying, that is simply lawless. That person knows no heaven, knows no earth.
照着顺序呢，应该是无天无法。
According to our Chinese saying, it should be no heaven. He does not know heaven, nor does he know the law.
但是中文你必须要通顺的话，你就只好说无法无天。
So, for Chinese to make it more flowing, you have to go, you do not know the law, nor do you know the heaven.
什么是不虔不义呢？
Then what is unrighteousness and ungodliness?
不虔就是我这个人的里面拒绝了神。
Ungodliness means you as a person refuse God.
里面这个人知道有神，但是拒绝承认神，拒绝荣耀他，感谢他。
Even though the inner person of yours knows God, but you refuse it, you do not acknowledge it.
不愿意寻求神,
you do not want to
愿意去相信神,
seek after him, you do not want to believe him.
从这个不前进的里头开始,
so starting from this ungodliness,
产生了外面的不义的行为,
comes all the unrighteous acts outwardly.
所以我们说不前就是无天了, 我们中国话说没有天了, 没有敬畏。
So this ungodliness is just like what we Chinese say, that this person has no heart of fear, so he does not see heavens.
所以外面表现出来就叫不义，就是无法。
So outwardly, this person would exhibit lawless acts.
所以中国人常常讲的说，你造反了，无法无天了。
And so when Chinese often rebuke people today and say that, what are you doing? Trying to rebel that you don't have heaven nor laws in your heart.
圣经很准确地把我们的内，我们人类的本相描绘出来。
So here, the Bible so accurately describes the very inner conditions of human beings.
因为没有敬虔的心，因为拒绝神，因为没有敬畏的心。
Because they do not have the heart of godliness, they do not have the heart to revere, to fear him.
所以所有的不义在外部就产生出来。
So outwardly, you would display all the unrighteous actions.
你把刚才我们所读过这些话你看。
So from the passage we just read,
人的里面装满了这些东西。
You can see that a person's heart is filled with all these vice.
有机会他就表现出来。
As long as it gets the chance, it will show forth from you.
好像一个杂货铺。
It's just like a grocery store.
你要什么有什么出来。
Whatever you want, you can get it.
那个根源是罪。
So the very source is sin.
那个根源是因为没有神。
The very root is because this person does not have God.
所以我们在看罗马书第二章这里怎么说。
Now let's consider chapter 2 of Romans.
第二章第二节。
Verse 2.
这里说，我们知道这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
But we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those who practice such things.
第三节，你这人呢、啊？你论断行这样事的人，自己所行的却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
And verse 3, do you think this, O man, you who judge those practicing such things and doing the same, that you will escape the judgment of God?
第四节， 还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是临你悔改呢？
Or verse 4, Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance?
第五节，你竟任着你刚硬不悔改的心，为自己积出愤怒，以致神震怒，显他公义审判的日子来到。
Verse 5, But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God.
再读第六节，他必照个人的行为报应个人。
Verse 6, Who will render to each one according to his deeds?
我们中国人说种瓜得瓜，种豆得豆。
We Chinese have this saying that if you plant sow a melon, then you would melon seed, then you would receive a melon. And you sow some kind of cucumber, then you would receive likewise.
其实这些观念我们自古以来都有，神把良心放在我们里头。
But actually, from the very beginning of the world, we all have the same concept because God has placed it in our hearts.
我们也说善有善报，恶有恶报。
We also say that good will be rewarded with good, evil will be rewarded with evil. What goes around comes around.
但是人知道这些道理。
Although we do know all this teaching,
人知道这些伦理的东西。
We all know all these ethical things.
但是人行不出来。
However, man cannot carry them out.
人活不出来。
We simply cannot live out this.
为什么？
Why?
罪。
Because of sin.
罪是根源。
Sin is the very root.
你看见一个人的外面表现，他犯了罪。
When you look at a person outwardly, this one commits sin.
或者说我们今天看见很多的贪官污吏。
Or today we could say we have seen so many corrupt officials.
所以我们说，哎呀，这个人呢，财迷心窍了。
We would say, oh, this person is so greedy that he's lost his understanding.
就是那个财物成为他心中的偶像。
So this wealth has become the very idol in his heart.
我们还有一句话其实说的 很有道理，就说这个人啊，鬼迷心窍了。
And this, Chinese also have this saying that this person has been so deceived by a devil that he lost his understanding.
事实是这样的。
And it is exactly what happens.
一个人在罪恶的里头，他确实是在撒旦的权下。
As long as the person is sin, he is under the dominion of the devil, the Satan.
世界在握在恶者的权下。
So the Bible says the whole world lies under the sway of the devil.
所以各位今天常常看见一些事情，哎，这个邻居怎么会犯这样的事情？
So friends, often today, when you look at your neighbor, you would say, how could he possibly...Did such a thing.
你看电视台去采访的时候，问到他的隔壁邻居都说：“哎呀，这是一个很好的丈夫啊。”
So if anything happens and the reporters came to interview, you know, the person of interest, neighbor, and the neighbor would say, "Oh, he's such a wonderful person."
哎，这是一个很顾家的一个丈夫啊。
He is a very good husband who always cares for his family.
太多太多的例子。
There.So many of the examples like this.
为什么?
And why?
罪的根源。
Because there is this root of sin.
是在世界窝在撒旦的权下。
The whole world lies under the sway of Satan.
所以你看见这个人真的是说，我们通俗话用这句话叫真的鬼迷心窍。
So when you look at the person who commits sins, you might come up with the same saying as Chinese say, this person is totally being deceived, led astray by a devil.
不是人说的心理学的问题。
This is not some psychological issues.
是一个罪的权势的捆绑。
This is the very issue of the bondage of the dominion of sin.
叫人没有自由。
So that men do not have freedom.
叫人没有不犯罪的自由。
So men do not have the freedom not to sin.
叫人活在死亡罪的权势下面。
So that men always live under the power of death and sin.
希望在哪里？
So where is our hope?
我们刚才读到的圣经。
From the passage we just read in the Bible.
神为我们预备了他的救恩。
God has prepared for us his salvation.
神为我们凡相信他的人就得着永远的生命。
God has prepared the salvation for everyone who believes in him to receive this eternal life.
神为我们预备了他的儿子。
Because he has prepared his very son for us.
相信神的儿子得着这个永远的生命。
Believe in the Son of God and receive this everlasting life.
从罪的权势下面释放出来。
So you will be delivered from the very dominion of sin.
从死亡的里头得着拯救。
So you will be saved from the death.
从黑暗里头走向光明。
So that you now can walk toward light from the, darkness.
各位今天看过去每天的新闻，你看。
Friends, as you read every day's news,
你我相信主耶稣人，我们看见很多时候，你看见一片很多黑暗。
You and I who believe in Jesus Christ, we all read about all the darkness of this world.
上个礼拜那个美国的篮球 NBA 的这个最后比赛结束。
Last week, here we just finished NBA's last playoff.
我是看到新闻报道，
晚间新闻。I read this evening news about this evening news.
我看见那个新闻报道说，得胜的那个冠军那个队呢，他在底特律是吧？是不是底特律
？Cleveland
是吧？那个。在那个城市里头举行那个盛大的庆典游行。
I think the champion team is from Cleveland, so in that city there is a big festival held for this whole event.
我听报道说有将近上百万的人在那里夹道欢迎。
I heard from the news several millions of people were all standing on the side of the streets and welcoming the team back.
然后有一个镜头就照到这个打到这个球星的身上，他坐在那个花车上，就是很高的那个车子，他坐在上面。
Okay, and there is this scene focusing on this champion sitting on the float, the float of the parade.
镜头照到他的时候，正好看见他掏一支雪茄烟出来，雪茄烟。
And this basketball player, as the camera was zeroing on him, it just happened that he took out a cigar.
两边的人呢、啊，欢呼啊，这个顶礼膜拜啊。
All the people stand on the street, shout aloud, and they just worship and adore this basketball star.
哎，我在看，我在叹气，我说就是一个篮球吧。
And I sighed within my heart, this is just a basketball.
以前山东有个军阀，各位可能听过这个故事啊。
There was this lord in Shandong province. Maybe you heard of this.
这个军阀呢，有一天去参观一所模范中学。
And one day, this commander went to visit.A model middle school.
那么学校就举行一个篮球表演给他这个军阀首长观看。
So the school will put out this basketball game for all this officers and commander to watch.
那么看完表演以后呢
？And after the show,
这个军阀呢就给校长说
，And this commander said this to the principal of the school.
下次啊。
Next time,
给孩子们每人一个篮球。
Why don't you give every child a basketball?
孩子们太辛苦了，抢一个球。
Because they work so hard simply to grab this one single ball.
但是呢，如果今天这个山东军阀看见这个游行啊
，Now Suppose today this military commander from Shandong province actually saw this parade.
我想他这个说太过分了。
And he would say this is really overboard.
把一个人高举到何等的程度？
How could a person be so highly exalted?
你知道后面是什么？
Do you know what happened next?
我后面看见是仇敌的撒旦的权势。
Do you know what I see next to this? It's actually the very power of Satan.
特别对你们年轻人。
Now here, I would like to say this to our young people.
今天多少的歌星、明星、影星、球星。
Today, there are so many movie stars, singers, and all kinds of stars.
把人的眼目、人的心夺回、夺出去。
They have captured man's heart.
让人去敬拜这些偶像
so that they would turn and worship them as idols.
让人不寻求神、荣耀神、感谢神
so that people would not seek after the Lord, glorify Him, nor are they thankful to Him.
这是仇敌的权势
This is the dominion of the state enemy.
神为我们预备了福音。
Here, God has prepared this salvation for us.
耶稣基督的福音。
That is the very good tidings of Jesus Christ.
就是要得着他的儿子，得着神的所事所为所做。
So that we could receive His Son, then we could receive what our God has accomplished and His character.
好，刚才我们说了，我们第三个最后一点，我们特别要今天重点是要交通一下。最后的审判。
Now, our focus for today's sharing is on this third point. That is the judgment of God.
今天我们听到很多关于我们神的爱。
Today we heard about so much about God's love.
我们神的怜悯。
God's mercy.
不错，神是爱，神是怜悯。
Indeed, God is love and God is merciful.
但是神是公义。
However, God is also righteous.
所以神让我们今时今日就看见他将要做的事情。
So God allows us to see today in this age what He is going to do.
他在最后有一个审判。
That is, He is going to have His final judgment.
在我们圣经里头叫百蛇撒宝座的审判。
And in the Bible, it's called the judgment of the white.Throne, great white throne.
我们请看启示录二十章。
So now we will read the book of Revelation, chapter 20.
我们在读神的话之前，我先问，请问大家。
Now before we read God's word, I would like to ask this question.
上个礼拜，西维吉尼亚有百年未遇的洪水。
Last week in West Virginia, they had this flood. It has never seen in hundreds of years.
44个县进入紧急状态。
44 counties immediately were classified as emergency areas.
有23个人死亡。
23 people died.
那么有没有预警呢？预报。
Is there any forecast about this?
一定有。
Of course there was.
虽然百年未遇
Even though they have never encountered this throughout the past 100 years,
当局已经有提早的预警
But the authority has already foretold about this coming disaster.
我看到新闻的时候我就在想
And I read this news, I was thinking,
你知道西维吉尼亚是一个非常空旷的人口不多的一个小州。
You know that West Virginia is a small state. It's very not very well populated.
为什么会死掉二三个人呢？
Why is it 23 people died?
我猜哈，我在想是可能有些人呢没有去听这个预警预报。
I would suppose
这个警告。
I would guess that because they had not heard about this forecast, this warning.
两三年前，几年前，我们 New Jersey 也经历了一个风暴，就是那个 Sandy 那个风暴。
Two or three years ago, New Jersey also experienced a hurricane.
有天气有预报。
the weatherman had forecast this.
到最后的时候，警察是挨家挨户敲门，请他们务必撤退，特别在海边那边的。
Now at the last moment, even policemen would knock on the door and ask the residents, especially near the shore, to move out.
但是风暴过去以后
，But after the hurricane,
我们看见还是有一些人死掉了。
We could see that still some people died.
为什么
？Why？
警察敲门的时候，他们不出去。
Because when the police knock on the door, they refused to go out.
他们觉得可能没那么厉害。
They felt it couldn't be that bad.
或者别的原因。
Or for some other reasons.
所以，如果说一个警告来了。
So here we see that if a warning comes.
如果神已经把他预先要做的事情告诉人类了。
If God has beforehand told what he is about to do to mankind.
你说这是一个什么样的消息？
What do you suppose, what kind of news is this?
应该是好消息啊。
Shouldn't it be a good news?
这是应该是福音吧。
This should be a gospel, good tidings.
神要告诉我们他将要做什么。
Because God is telling us what he is going to do.
给人在今生还有机会的时候。
So that man, as long as he has a chance in this life,
能够在这个审判台前得着不会得着那个永远的全能。
He won't perish eternally before this judgment.
我们来看一下二十章我们读一下第十节好了。
So let's read chapter 20, verse 10.
那迷惑他们的魔鬼被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
十一节
Verse 11.
我又看见一个摆设的大宝座，以坐在上面的，从他面前天地都逃避，再无可见之处了。
Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them.
十二节，我又看见死了的人，无论大小，都站在宝座前，案卷展开了，并且另有一卷展开，就是生命册。死了的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And verse 12, And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
于是海交出其中的死人，死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人，他们都照个人所行的受审判。
The sea gave up the dead who were in it,And death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them, and they were judged, each one according to his works.
死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。
Then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.
十五节，若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Verse 15, And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
这是最终的审判。
This is the ultimate judgment.
这是最后的定论。
This is the final judgment.
这是最后的结局。
Final end.
审判为着所有死的人。
This judgment is for all the deceased.
这个审判的结局就是永远的灭亡。
And the very outcome of this judgment is eternal perdition.
昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Day and night they will be tormented forever and ever.
那么神根据什么审判， 什么样来决定人永远灭亡呢？
Then according to what that God judges whether this person will perish or live forever.
什么样的人不会呢？
Who are those who will not perish?
我们来看一下刚才读的话。
So let's consider the passage we just read.
我们看这个审判的过程是怎样进行的。
Let's first see what is the whole process of this judgment.
百设的大宝座，百设讲到神的公义。
Here you see a great white throne. Why speaks of his righteousness?
坐在宝座上的主来施行审判。
The Lord who sits on the throne will pass the judgment.
那你说案卷，第一个是案卷展开，那么我们英文就是说有些案卷展开了。
Here as the English version says, books were opened.
那么并且另有余卷展开，那个是单数的，是生命册。
And then another book, which is singular, was opened, and that is the book of life.
好，那么死了的人呢，都凭着这些案卷，这些案卷所记载的，照他们所行的受审判。
And all the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books.
有人说，那到了那个时候的审判，那个是没有律师的。
Some people say that on that judgment, the final judgment, you will not see any lawyers.
没有陪审团的。
And no jurors either.
人一生所做的言行。
All your life, speeches, your works,
像电影一样呈现在你面前。
Will be played out like a movie right before your eyes.
叫人无可推诿。
So that you are without excuse.
因为都是事实。
Because they are all facts.
那么神定罪的根据是什么呢？
So what is God's basis of condemnation then?
我们看见定罪的根据呢，乃是生命册。
And the very basis of his judgment is the book of life.
审判，我们看见是两个书卷，两个案卷。
And here we see, at the judgment,There are two types of books. One, Book of Life, the other books.
但是定罪的时候呢，是生命册。
But whether you're condemned or not, it's according to the Book of Life.
是的，在案卷上，您看见你的一生的罪。
Yes, on those books, they have recorded all your sins throughout your life.
都是事实。
They're all cold-blooded facts.
无地自容，无可推诿。
And When you see them, you have no excuses, and you're so ashamed that you don't know where to hide yourself.
但是我们要告诉各位朋友，那个时候已经太晚了。
But let me tell all the friends here, by that time it's too late.
那个时候认罪太晚了。
It's too late at that time to repent, to confess.
那个时候是定罪的时候。
Because that is the time of condemnation.
所以当今日我们还有机会的时候
So as long as today, while we still have this opportunity,
当今天神还给我们机会的
As long as today, God still offers you this chance.
当今日还是拯救的时候
As long as today, which is still the time of salvation.
今日还是悦纳的时候
As long as today, which is still an acceptable time.
我们要赶快今日就要抓住得到这个救恩。
Let today grab hold of this salvation.
那么第二个卷中的生命册。
Here it speaks of the book of life.
生命册同另外那个案卷都摆在你面前。
This book of life and those books are all placed before you.
照着人的思想。定罪应该说看着他的罪行来定他的罪，对不对
？According to our thinking, we would suppose that this person would be condemned according to all the simple acts recorded there.
但是我们看见，是的，审判是有这些案件你一生所犯的。
Yes, a judgment is according to all the records written in these books of your life.
但是定罪。只看一个记录。
However, condemnation focuses on one book, only one record.
你犯罪的记录是叫你无可推诿。
All the records of your sinful acts allows you no place to hide and gives you no excuse.
但是定罪的根据是看你 在不在生命册上。
However, this very basis of condemnation simply depends on if your name is recorded in the book of life.
换句话说，我们神不是说根据你做了什么。
So it's not that according to what you have done.
因为人类在神面前都无地自容。
Because none of the human beings would be able to stand before God, and we all need to flee away from Him.
人在神面前都是罪。
Since we're all sinners before Him.
所以定罪的关键是在十五节。
So the very pivot point of condemnation is in verse 15.
若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
And anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
这个很关键的。
This is the crux of the whole issue.
全在乎你的名字在不在生命册上。
It all depends on whether your name is recorded in the book of life.
你我来到美国的下面，各很多人都是一路各过五关斩六将考试过来的。
Many of us who came to the States have experienced myriads of tests, and then we finally arrived in America.
我想说明一下，我们朋友们了解一下，我们都是榜上有名以后，通过很多考试榜上有名才来到这个地方。
And for most of Chinese that we have passed through we have taken so many tests, so our names would be recorded on the final grade postcards, and then after all that, then we came over, we're qualified to come to the States.
如果榜上无名的话，你就来不了。
But if your name is not written on the poster card, then you're not qualified to come to the States.
所以中国人常说啊，这次考试啊，我又名落孙山了。
So Chinese have been saying, oh no, I flunked this test again. I did not make the cut. I'm actually the last place.
对，那么各位到有没有到北京去的朋友哈？我们今天有几位北京来的，看着。
As I look down, some of our friends came from Beijing. Have you ever been to Beijing?
可能我记错，等一下你更正我。我记得在雍和宫，雍和宫啊，有个，这是皇帝当年就是各省的应试的这个高考生来这个地方考试，皇帝应试的地方。
Correct me if I am wrong. I remember there is this one specific palace in old times that all the people who would like to take tests would all gather in this specific palace for the emperor to test them.
好多年前呢，我到北京去参观这个地方的时候，我就看见那些石牌，就是石头雕的那个碑啊，上面有那些状元进士哈。终极的人的名字列在那里。
Years ago, when I went to visit that place, I would see all the stone monuments, and then would record all those people who have passed the test, hundreds of them.
哦，我看见很震撼，很多那个石碑在那里列着。
So there are many stone monuments being placed in that place.
然后上面就写上。某某啊，这个贵州天柱张某。
And on the stone monument, you will see some inscribed names like so and so from such and such place.
状元。
And first place.
然后进士啊，浙江台州张某。
Or so and so from such and such place. Second place.
台湾花莲黄某。
Or even people from Taiwan in those days would went over to China to take the test, and if he passed the test, his name would be inscribed.
我当时看的感觉震撼。
I was so shocked as I look at all the monuments.
这个大约起码从明朝开始的吧。
I think
明清都有，都在上面，名字很多。
I think they have recorded all names since Ming or Qing dynasties.
你知道这个叫 金榜有名的。
This is what we Chinese said. Your names are being recorded in a golden poster card.
在那个年代，真是叫光宗耀祖。
So in those days, it's such a glorious, venerable, honorable thing.
但是各位，在人间，就算你名落孙山。
Friends, even in this world, even though you are being the very last of any competition,
金榜无名,
or you failed any test,
你我还可以继续再接再厉,
you and I still have chances given to us to try it again.
对我们中国人都很熟悉的，再来个十年寒窗。
So again, Chinese have this saying that another 10 years of grinding your nose at studying books.
然后我们东山再起。
And we'll become a comeback kid, come back again.
但是各位在百神大宝座面前。
But friends, before this great white throne of judgment,
没有东山再起。
There is no comeback.
没有十年寒窗。
And there is no such a thing, trying to work hard to make up.
一切都已经过去了。
Everything is over. It's a done deal.
一切都已经定规了。
Everything has been said and done.
所以定罪的时候，就看你的名字有没有在生命册上。
So at this very time of condemnation, it all depends on whether your name is recorded in the book of life.
你不在生命册上。
If you're not in this book of life,
你就扔在火湖里。
You'll be thrown into the lake of fire.
有神儿子的人。
He who has the Son of God.
他的名字一定在生命册上。
His name is for sure recorded in this book of life.
耶稣在十字架上受死。
Jesus suffered death on the cross.
担当了我们世人所有的罪。
And he bore the sins of all men.
他已经完成了救赎。
He has accomplished this salvation.
所以今日你我凡相信耶稣的
So today you and I, whoever believes in Jesus,
凡接受他名的人
whoever has received his name,
我们就得着这个宝贝的救恩
We now have received this so precious salvation.
我们得享受救恩的生命平安喜乐
And we can enjoy this life, peace, joy of the salvation.
我们的名字就在生命册上。
And our names are recorded in the book of life.
我们的名字就在这个神所纪念的这个生命册上。
Our names are in the book of life, which our God remembers.
还有什么有这个宝贵？
What else could be more precious than this?
还有什么是是最严肃的对你我的一生。
What else could be an even more solemn and serious thing than this?
我们需要来问这个问题。
Now we like to pose this question to you all.
我们今天就要问这个问题。
Today we want to ask this question.
最后的审判我在哪里？
Where would I stand before this last judgment?
神说的就一定成。
God says it, God will accomplish it.
人说的会变。
When men say things, often things change.
现在这个要竞选总统这个，他说今天说这个，明天呢说另外一个话，对不对？
Today's presidential campaign, the candidates often say one thing today and change the whole thing the next day.
这么严肃的美国总统竞选，居然这么变来变去。
Such a serious presidential campaign, you could see all this changeable uncertainties.
人会变，神永不改变。
Man might change, God never changes.
神的话是安定在天。
Because His word is enthroned in heaven.
整本圣经就启示了神那个永远的目的。
And the whole Bible reveals God's eternal purpose to us.
启示了耶稣基督神的儿子那个宝贝的给我们的救恩。
It reveals this very precious salvation of the Son of God, Jesus Christ.
我们人要做的
All we have to do
就是接受这个生命的礼物
is simply to receive this gift of life
我们人要做的
All we need to do
是存一颗单纯的心接受这个礼物
is to receive this gift with a very simple heart
不需要我们劳力
You don't have to labor or toil
不需要我们去造桥铺路
You don't have to do all kinds of laborious works
因为人的善行在人的在神的眼中都如同破烂的衣服
Because all our righteous deeds are rags in the sight of God
唯有一个是义的
There is only one who is righteous
神耶稣基督他的儿子
That is the Son of GodHimself and our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以公义的神要审判我们。
So the righteous God will judge us.
他照着公义的标准来审判我们。
According to his righteous standards, he will judge us.
我们纵然有罪。
Even though we are full of sins.
但是我们借着相信了他的儿子。
But since we believe in his son.
他的宝血洁净了我们。
Then his precious blood cleanses us up.
他为我们付上了赎价。
He has paid for this very ransom for us.
神就接纳了我们。
Therefore, God would receive us.
我们的名字就在生命册上。
So, our name is recorded in the book of life.
我想打个比方给我们朋友们。
I would like to give you an example.
如果你犯了一件案子。
Suppose you have committed some wrongs.
警察把你带到法庭。
So the police...brought you to the court.
在美国应该是检察官把你带到法庭。
The prosecutor probably brought you over to court.
面对法官审判。
As you facing the judge, and you will be indicted.
法官说你的案子审下来要判你罚$20,000。
And the judge probably say, now your verdict has come down. You will be fined $20,000.
你现在要么付$20,000
Now, either you pay this $20,000
你可以走出法庭自由
Then you can walk out the courtroom as a free man
要么你就跟着警察去坐牢
Or you could just follow the police into the jail
那么接下来法庭就要执行法官的裁决
And next, the court will execute the sentence of the judge
这个时候呢法官就开了一张支票
At this time, the check wrote out, the judge wrote out a check.
20,000
In the amount of $20,000.
交给这个罪犯。
And then, he gave this check to this criminal.
你去把这20,000付掉。
Told him, now go pay for your fine.
好，你自由了。
Then you're a free man.
为什么
?Why?
法官为罪犯付了代价，对不对
?Because this judge,has paid for this ransom for this criminal.
这个罪犯是法官的儿子。
And it turns out this criminal is the son of this judge.
法官当然爱他儿子。
Of course, the judge loves so very much his son.
但是法官必须执行公义的律法法律。
However, the judge has to execute the righteous law.
所以他付上这20,000
Therefore, he paid this $20,000.
满足了法律的需要。
To fulfill the requirements of the law.
公义在这里彰显了。
So here we see righteousness is displayed.
爱在这里也体现了。
Again, love is manifested here.
今天如果你我有这么一个案子。
Today, suppose you and I have this similar case.
我们是要拒绝这个支票呢?
Do we want to refuse the check being made out to us freely?
今天神把他的独生爱子赐给我们。
Today, God has given his only begotten son to us.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
各位好好的思想一下。
Friends, think about this so carefully.
天地间哪有这么大的礼物?
Is there any bigger, better gift in heaven and on earth than this?
你我是被造的人。
You and I are created beings.
你我时尚的得罪他，顶撞他，撞造我们的主。
But we often rebelled against the Lord who created us.
但是今日他来拣选我们。
But today he has come to choose us.
他来寻找我们。
He has come to seek us.
他要我们得着这个礼物。
He wants us to have this gift of His.
得着这个神儿子的生命。
He wants us to have this life of His Son.
得着这个永远的生命。
He wants us to have this eternal life.
他不愿一人存人，他愿意万人得救。
He does not want anyone to perish, but all to come to be saved.
各位朋友，巴不得今天神的爱、神的公义能够在你里头成为。能够感动你。
If only today God's love, God's righteousness will touch your heart.
不要等，今天就接受耶稣基督成为你的救主。
Do not wait. Today receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
你的名字就将在生命册上。
Then your name will be recorded in the book of life.
我们低头一些祷告。
Shall we bow our head and have a word of prayer?
主耶稣，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you and praise you.
因着你为我们付了这重大的赎价。
Because you have paid such a tremendous ransom for us.
你为我们流血受死，钉在十字架上。
You have shed your blood and suffered death and crucified.
担当了我们的罪孽。
You bore our sins.
你让我们这些人今天紧紧借着相信你。
So that today just by merely believing in you.
哦，你就怜悯我们，你就把这个恩典永远的生命赐给我们。
Oh, then you would be merciful to us and give us this very grace of eternal life.
哦，仅仅我们相信你，就赦免了我们一切的罪
权。Oh, today we believe that you have forgiven all our unrighteous sinful acts.
让我们能够以我们的神这位创造我们生命气息的主和好。
So that we could be reconciled to God, our Lord, who has given us life and being.
让我们能够回到父家，得着永远的那个生命、平安和喜乐。
So that we can come back to the Father's house to have this eternal joy, peace, and life.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank you and praise our Lord.
荣耀归给主。
To you be all the glory.
祷告靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We ask in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.Amen. Amen.